This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for people who love big, splashy Disney princess animated spectaculars. There's one release today, and it has been drawing some criticism for an aspect of the production that is insensitive. To whom? Not to dragons. It's called Rey and the Dragon. We'll review it. We'll review the new Eddie Murphy sequel to a film that came out 33 years ago. This is coming to America and much more. We'll also talk about a prominent intellectual with a media perch who says that we shouldn't react to a rise in hate crimes with more policing, because more policing always leads to more violence. Heather McDonald, I don't think, agrees with that. I'm just thinking that. She is the author of the triumphant bestseller, The War on Cops, still one of the more important books of recent years. She's also the Thomas W. Smith Fellow at the Manhattan Institute and a contributing editor to City Journal. Her most recent book, The Diversity Delusion, also very important. Heather, welcome back to the show and glad to speak to you.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, Michael, and thank you for that introduction.
I would assume that you don't believe that more policing causes more violence.
No, that is an amazing inversion of reality and logic. When you have communities where social controls have broken down, where the family is non-existent, where young boys are not being socialized, the only hope for stability and safety in the streets is a constitutional restrained police force that can deter violent behavior and make sure that there are consequences for people who violate the social compact and injure others.
Okay, the new bill that was just passed by the House, it appears, thank God, to be dead in the Senate, the George Floyd policing bill, just passed by a very narrow margin, all Democrats voting for it, one Republican from Texas. I assume that will not improve policing in the United States if it becomes the law.
Law under the Biden administration. The major concern for me in that bill was the strengthening of the phony idea that any racial disparities in policing, in police activity, whether it's stops or arrests, are prima facie evidence of police bias. What you're not allowed to do in the current discourse, whether it's within the Biden administration or in academia or in the mainstream media, is look at why police are in the neighborhoods they are. You're not allowed to speak about crime. Specifically, you're not allowed to speak about black crime. And with that taboo, it means that if you see officers making more pedestrian stops in a black neighborhood, your only allowed explanation is, oh, they're racist. But the reason that they're in that black neighborhood is because that's where people are being criminalized at highest rates. Blacks die of homicide in this country at 13 times the rate of whites between the ages of 10 and 43. Who's killing them? Not the police, not other whites, but other blacks. This bill if the police generate racially disproportionate activity, we can sue them for racial profiling, and that is that threat. And that you don't need the bill, though, to do it. The Biden administration is already going to do it because it's announced that it is going to reinvigorate something known as pattern or practice investigations that put police departments under federal judicial control for alleged civil rights violations.
As I understand it, one of the aspects of this bill, which is a monstrosity, is that it would strip officers of any protection from lawsuits that they might enjoy as members of a police department, the individual officers, and that would make it much harder to do recruitment, to do, for instance, the recruitment of new minority cops that people on the left always say they want. Why is it a problem to remove the liability protections for officers?
Well, officers are worried, and rightly so, that the public has no idea what is involved in policing. The public has no idea what it takes to subdue a resisting suspect who's determined to not comply with an officer's orders. And so if an officer is personally liable for actions that the anti-cop left claims is brutal, that officer has no confidence that even if he was acting in good faith, doing his professional duties, he's now personally liable and could be completely bankrupted by a lawsuit claiming that he was violating someone's civil rights. And you know, the protection of what's called qualified immunity is a commonsensical idea that recognizes that officers are working in extraordinarily difficult situations, and the Monday morning second-guessing quarterbacking is just not appropriate.
Right now, they're about to begin the murder trials, and they are murder trials for Derek Chauvin, certainly, for the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, and there is widespread anticipation of, depending on the outcome of the trial, or maybe not even depending on the outcome, that there may be a new explosion of waves of protest and violent protest. What could be done conceivably by, say, President Biden or by the new Attorney General, to be Merrick Garland or anyone else? What could be done to avert that kind of disaster?
To explode the narrative that led to so much violence last summer and over last fall, which is that policing is systemically racist. The police chiefs are complicitous in that as well. They do not inform the public about crime disparities. The public is clueless. I'll give you some of those disparities, Michael. And again, why we need to hear this, it's uncomfortable to hear it. Why do we need to hear it? Because it explains the reality of present-day policing. In New York City, blacks commit about 75% of all shootings, though they are 23% of the population. In Chicago, blacks commit about 80% of all shootings, though they're a little under a third of the population. In Los Angeles, blacks commit 44% of all violent crime, though they're 9% of the population. And in St. Louis, blacks commit about 90% of all homicides, though they're 45% of the population. Those disparities exist in every big city, every city. Every chief knows them, and the chiefs are silent about the vast chasm in criminal offending, and they allow their cops to sit out there, sitting ducks.
Okay, what you're saying, and I think it's very, very important to put this in the right context, is that if we accept this idea that there are more convictions or indictments or policing involving black perpetrators, that it is inherently racist, and you try to bring down the percentage of contacts with police, that will simply lead to more crime against black people. In other words, for people who want young people to survive and not go down in a hail of gang fire, the idea that we should be so obsessed with statistics and not just the ones you're giving is profoundly dangerous and misleading. Heather McDonald, her most recent contributions are posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Read her indispensable book, The War on Cops, and more. We will be right back on The MedVed Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Big questions. Are religion and science constantly, inevitably at war? Can science provide evidence for God? New York Times best-selling author Stephen Meyer, he's a philosopher of science. He has written The Return of the God Hypothesis, three scientific discoveries that revealed the mind behind the universe. There's a special offer for MedVed listeners. Free excerpt from the book, free digital booklet on intelligent design, a discount on Dr. Meyer's online course, an invitation to an exclusive online meeting with Dr. Stephen Meyer. And amazingly, this new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, has just been endorsed by a Nobel Prize winner in physics, Dr. Brian Josephson, and many other prominent scientists. You can read about it, find out all about it, when you go to discovery.org/Medved for a special offer you don't want to miss. discovery.org/Medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds. Social media and trading platforms then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
MedVed Show. Right before speaking to Heather McDonald, I spoke about a media figure and a very bright, in fact, brilliant media figure who illustrates, I think, some of the idea of the great truth behind George Orwell's statement, there are some ideas that are so preposterous only an intellectual could believe them. I'm talking here about Joy Reid of MSNBC. And she acknowledges that there is a really, truly disturbing upsurge, particularly in New York City, apparently, where there's an upsurge of every kind of crime. But there's an upsurge of violent hate crimes against Asian Americans over the past year. But she says that more policing is not the answer. Why not? Listen, this is clip two.
At least 2,800 incidents of anti-Asian racism and violence in the U.S. since the pandemic began, with the previous president repeatedly using Asian slurs to refer to COVID-19. Is more policing the answer? Because the downside to more policing means that police can then maybe target the same communities, because a lot of Asian communities are struggling communities. Because more policing probably means more violence. Is that the answer?
Absolutely. And I think it's important for us to acknowledge why folks are calling for more policing, right? It is coming from a deep-seated fear and trauma of not wanting to see more violence happen to our elders and our community. So I think it's important for us to acknowledge the source of that pain and be able to articulate and direct folks to seeing that more policing is not what's going to keep us safe, right? From what we've seen, we've had Christian Hall, who's a 19-year-old teen, Pennsylvania, who was shot by police while having a mental health crisis. And while having more police may seem like the right solution, because right now we're all reacting to the violence that we don't want to see happen to our elders and our community, it is continuing to threaten our own people who are undocumented, who are LGBTQ, who are disabled, who are poor, who are continuing to face criminalization.
Okay. More policing is not the answer. Do you think that for most people who live in crime-plagued communities that are deeply dangerous and see a lot of gang activity, they believe that more policing is actually a negative? This, by the way, is so easily refutable in terms of just looking at individual cities that have tried to defund the police. And if you withdraw officers from the streets, you leave the streets more open and maybe flood the zone with social workers, sorry, crime goes up. I mean, this is a ridiculous and beyond belief idiocy suggesting that, by the way, they say that the police shot of someone who's having a mental health crisis. He's also holding a knife. And there is a great deal of crime that is committed by people who should be in psychiatric hospitals but who are out on the streets. And to blame more policing for that, or basically, instead of having the police protect you from some person who's having a mental breakdown and has a gun or a knife and is shooting people at random or maybe targeting specific people, you want to go deal with them yourself? Or do you want to have protection from law enforcement? Now, this is such an obvious contradiction for people on the extreme left. One of the most left-wing new members of Congress who defeated a veteran mainstream Democrat, Elliot Engel, is named Representative Jamal Bowman of New York. He spoke out on the idea that the Capitol is still fortified. They still have National Guardsmen stationed at the Capitol now, even though that we're talking about it was a month ago. No, strike that. It was 2 months ago when we had the riot on Capitol Hill. Tomorrow it will be exactly 2 months. Jamal Bowman says this about the maintenance of fences and walls and protection and extra personnel at the Capitol building. Listen.
How do you feel about the decision to extend the security perimeter and the presence of the National Guard at the Capitol?
It's something we have to do, unfortunately, because the threat of white nationalists and white supremacists is real. You know, they are continuing to organize and galvanize across this country. There are many examples of them infiltrating law enforcement across this country. So we have to make sure the Capitol is protected and our elected officials are protected. But we also have to be proactive. You know, we cannot take the threat of white nationalism lightly. You know, over the last several years, they've made their presence felt, whether it's the Tree of Life Synagogue shooting, the Christchurch shooting, which happened overseas, as well as the AME church shooting, and then obviously the January 6th insurrection. We have to do everything we can to protect ourselves and protect the Capitol, but we also have to be proactive in dealing with the issue of white nationalism in a very serious way.
Okay, this is very peculiar. In other words, we believe that the presence of more law enforcement, more fencing, more walls, more physical barriers, that that is necessary to protect our congresspeople from the threat of white nationalists. And but what about the much more dire threat? I mean, Congress, despite all the disasters involved with the riot, members of Congress themselves were protected. And two of the people, the civilians who died, in fact, I believe it's the only two civilians who died in the assault, were both part of the assault. They were, one was trampled to death, and one, Ashley Bobbitt, was shot. The idea that law enforcement is necessary and force is necessary to protect against white nationalists, but it can't possibly work to protect against gangs. It can't possibly work to protect people from the vastly higher actual rate of murders. And this is the point. It doesn't show support or compassion or concern for communities of color to say that no, policing can't do anything to protect them. Why should we take the threat of white nationalists attacking the Capitol so much more seriously than we take the ongoing threat of violence, looting, assault, carjacking? And you can read about it every day. It's an appalling contradiction. Speaking of appalling contradictions, how do you get a date on the Boston subway system? There's someone in costume who tried maybe the worst pickup line of all time. We'll bring you that story and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
More Michael Medved in a moment.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is continuing to debate the sweeping COVID-19 relief bill today. Democrats clearing a procedural hurdle on Thursday to get it there, and it barely passed with Vice President Harris breaking the tie vote. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, is no fan of the bill.
I will be a no vote on this. When you have a bill that only 9% is there for COVID relief, the rest is going to arts, humanities, transportation, bailouts for the big blue state.
The Biden administration is sending a White House official to border facilities that house illegal immigrant children, saying that they can open back up to pre-coronavirus levels. An HHS member citing extraordinary circumstances because of the influx of unaccompanied minors across the border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
International story. Look, this is a strange country we live in, where people all the time get attention, sometimes for the wrong reason. The story is from Associated Press, and it's gone worldwide. The lead from AP, Dateline Boston, the Prince of Darkness is apparently looking for a date on the Boston subway system. City Transit Police said a 20-year-old woman approached them at the MBTA's Forest Hill station at about 10:45 at night this week, Monday night, and she approached the police to complain about an encounter with a man who was dressed all in black.
I know nothing.
Including a mask covering his entire face. The woman told police the man typed something on his phone, and then he showed it to her. And what he had typed her simply said,
"I am Satan."
She later pointed out the 22-year-old man who told officers, "Hey, I was only flirting," and said he was just trying to get her number. The police then tweeted out the MBTA Transit Police, Metropolitan Boston Transit Authority Police. A man claiming to be Satan thought that would be a great introduction line. And don't try this at home. It is a strange world. And yes, there are all kinds of different masks, but if the mask was covering his entire face and he was trying to convince the lady that he was Satan, I think she made the right move not to provide her phone number. I'll tell you, there's another introduction that was just launched today, and I knew this was coming, and I really want to give support, because there's a new organization that has been formed specifically to counter critical race theory, to counter the manipulations of the extreme left to indict America. And the new organization is called FAIR. It's not to be confused with the old organization FAIR, the Foundation for American Immigration Reform. That's on a different issue. This is called the Foundation Against Intolerance and Racism. And the board members include great black leaders like Glenn Lowry, who's been a guest on this show, John McWhorter, who's been a guest on this show, and then people like Steven Pinker of Harvard, who's been a guest on this show, Barry Weiss, who rebelled against the tyranny of the New York Times, Coleman Hughes, and many others. And their introductory video sounds like this. Listen.
Today, almost 70 years after Brown versus Board of Education ushered in the civil rights movement, there is an urgent need to reaffirm and advance its core principles.
FAIR is a foundation against intolerance and racism.
FAIR gets that our civil rights and liberties need to be protected.
It's not enough just to be anti-racist. We also need to be pro-human.
To insist on our common humanity.
To advocate for fairness and understanding.
To demand that we are each entitled to equality under the law.
To bring about a world in which we are all judged by the content of our character and not by the color of our skin.
That's where FAIR comes in.
Moving forward together as one race, the human race.
I support FAIR.
I support FAIR.
I support
FAIR. I support
FAIR. I support FAIR.
I support FAIR.
I support FAIR.
Yes.
Yes, I think we should. I support FAIR, and I would love to speak to any of those worthy people. I think I heard Ayan Hirsi Ali in there, who, of course, is also her husband, Neil Ferguson, is at Harvard. And look, again, they're just nearby where the devil was trying to use the world's worst pickup line. But it's very encouraging when you have a number of very prominent intellectuals who are trying to redress the balance. And if nothing else, they should be able to get more attention to that point of view. Let me mention another issue that has come up that just shows how extraordinarily nutty some of the idea of America's racist and we have to do everything to overcome racism and we have to do everything to promote diversity, how extreme it's become. There's a big new movie that's out today, and we're going to review it in the next segment of this show. It's called Raya and the Dragon. And it's about a fictionalized version of Southeast Asia, where they have countries that are fictitious, that are named after different parts of a dragon, that are one supposed to be Thailand, obviously, one supposed to be Cambodia, one supposed to be Vietnam, one, I believe, is supposed to be Laos. In any event, there are five of them. And it's great, fine. So it's the first time that they are having an Asian princess. And one of the things that Disney went to great lengths to do is to enable an entirely Asian vocal cast, including Kelly Marie Tran, who was the mechanic Rosie in The Last Jedi, the Star Wars movie, Awkwafina, who was, of course, in Crazy Rich Asians, Gemma Chan, Ross Butler, Sandra Oh, and many others. A lot of fine young Asian stars. But what's fascinating about this is there's all kinds of criticism because they're not Southeast Asian. Now, Kelly Marie Tran is. She's Vietnamese-American. But the rest of them are mostly Japanese-American. There's some Korean-Americans. There are a lot of Chinese-Americans. They all speak perfectly unaccented English. And the nuttiness of this is it's a cartoon, right? And first of all, for the dragon, it's Awkwafina plays a dragon. I didn't know the dragons had ethnicities, but I guess if you're supposed to be a dragon in ancient Southeast Asia, you have to choose someone who is Asian, but not just Asian, it has to be Southeast Asian. And the idea that there is serious criticism, it's been mentioned in many of the reviews, about the fact that they are using Chinese Americans to pass as warrior princesses in fictitious fantasy world Disney-like reconstructions of Southeast Asia, that that is somehow offensive. Have we really gotten that far? I'm going to get to reviewing Raya and the Last Dragon, plus a couple of other big movies. One of them, very eagerly awaited, Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall and Wesley Snipes and James Earl Jones and Morgan Freeman and Leslie Jones and Gladys Knight and the Pips and Salt and Pepper. Lots of people, Blast from the Past, all together in the new film Coming to America. It's a sequel from a film that was released, believe it or not, 33 years ago. And then a film with Tom Holland and Daisy Ridley, another Star Wars alumna, called Chaos Walking. We will get to that and more on the MedVed Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund manager. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking forward to the weekend, and I hope that you are as much as I am. It's one of those occasions where the whole idea of a weekend, of a Sabbath, is the idea of not only looking ahead, but looking back on the week just past. And this has been a wonderful week for me, and I've just been in an extraordinarily good mood. And I kind of realized why it is. It's because with the second vaccine fully kicking in. And this has been the first week that I've been able to see people, my grandchildren, most importantly, like a normal person, almost. But which is why I wish for everybody out there, I hope you get your vaccines successfully and quickly so you can enjoy some of the same. Maybe you even want to enjoy some of the movie offerings this weekend, the latest from Hollywood. Okay, clearly the biggest movie in terms of the public is going to be Raya and the Dragon, which I mentioned before. And it's beautifully animated. It's gorgeous, but it's not a princess movie in any way that you'll recognize, because it's really a warrior princess. This is a fantasy world in which the leading combatants in sword play and fighting with sticks and every kind of martial arts are all female. And they come to life through the vocal talents of the all-Asian cast that I mentioned, and vocal talents including Gemma Chan, who's kind of a bad girl, and Kelly Marie Tran. And what they're trying to do is there's a quest, and it's very much like Lord of the Rings, where they're trying to fit together a different pieces that have been shattered of a stone that is going to keep evil forces away from their civilization, which at one time was united and under the protection of good dragons, and now they want to do everything to bring the dragons back. Listen.
Let's catch you up. My name is Raya. Our lands have been at war for as long as we can remember. Our people never see eye to eye.
My daughter, I believe our people can come together again, but someone has to take the first step.
Now, in order to restore peace, we must find the last dragon.
I wish to join this fellowship of butt-kickery.
Let's go.
Okay, fellowship of butt-kickery is not necessarily what you'd expect to find in a Disney princess movie. Film is very watchable, it's very entertaining. It has lots of clever minor characters, including Raya's closest friend, companion, who's kind of an armadillo-like giant pill bug. And the locations, which are based on real Southeast Asian locations and landscapes, are just stunningly rendered. And there's a musical score by James Newton Howard. No big songs that animate the film. It's not a musical animated film. It does go on for a while. Some of the chase scenes and battle scenes are wearying, but the whole thing works. And it will be very popular. It's available on Disney Prime, Disney Plus, though it costs. But it's streaming right now. And I think there are lots of people who will enjoy it. 3.5 stars for Raya and the Last Dragon. Another film that is being released, and it's also going to be a very, very big film and certainly has a built-in following, is the latest installment in the Coming to America epic. This is called Coming to America. And the basic plot point is that James Earl Jones, who plays the reigning monarch of Zamunda, this mythical African kingdom that Eddie Murphy is Prince Akeem in with an American wife, he's getting ready to go on to the next world, and they need to provide an heir to the throne who will then succeed Prince Akeem when he takes over. Okay, a new heir. And Prince Akeem, in this movie version, only has daughters. But it turns out he has an illegitimate son, kindly referred to as a bastard son frequently, Lavelle, who was left over from his brief visit to America. How is it he didn't know that he had this? Oh, don't ask. The film has its moments. Listen.
Presenting King Akeem's son from America.
I always thought that Mika was going to be queen.
A woman isn't allowed to rule Zamunda. It's the law.
Did it ever occur to you that Mika wanted to be your heir?
Don't you dare banish me from my own bedroom.
How are you doing, Akeem?
I'm getting it from everywhere. I have upset my family.
You must be strong.
Okay, James Earl Jones must be strong to survive the humiliation that he has put through here. Morgan Freeman is on hand to introduce some classic rock groups. The entire thing has a distasteful basic premise, but it has some laughs. It has some real laughs, particularly when Arsenio Hall comes back with Eddie Murphy and they play older people in a barbershop who are completely unrecognizable. The second half of the movie works much better than the first half. The dancing, the costumes, the sort of fantasy. Obviously, people may even prefer Zamunda to Wakanda. And 2.5 stars. The film is rated PG-13. It probably should be R. There's a lot of off-color material, some of which is actually laugh-producing. The other big film released this weekend is Chaos Walking, and this stars Tom Holland, the actually British star of Spider-Man, and Daisy Ridley, the actually British star of the Star Wars, last Star Wars series. This is supposed to be taking place centuries in the future. There are a few humans who are struggling with a space colony on a distant planet. And then Daisy Ridley's character, comes and arrives there. The problem is all these people on this distant planet have developed something called noise, which means that their innermost thoughts appear in both a audio and visual form. Listen. Yeah.
That was a terrible crash. We're lucky to be alive.
Stop! Don't come any closer.
It's a girl.
I'm sorry.
No, Louis.
Blonde hair. I've just never seen a girl before.
Who are you?
It's so loud here.
We call it the noise. Happened to all the men on this planet. Every thought in our heads. We're on display.
Where are all the women?
They're dead.
It's strange to see everything you're thinking.
No, it's strange for me, too, not knowing what's going on in your head.
I mean, I don't know, you might not like my dog, or you want to hit me over the head with a rock or something.
I like your dog.
The film is actually extraordinary. It's a clever premise, and it's beautifully directed by Doug Liman. It has a great supporting cast, people like David Oyelowo and Cynthia Erivo played Harriet Tubman. And there are plot twists that you can't anticipate. The chase scenes, the action scenes, the special effects are dazzling. The difficulty is it goes on, and it does recycle a lot of stuff in science fiction movies you've seen before. But 3 stars for Chaos Walking, which is PG-13. There's another film that is very much rated R called Pixie. And it's a film from Northern Ireland. It stars Olivia Cooke, who is a rising star. She was in the Sound of Metal movie. And she was also in Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. And she's a movie star. She's great to watch on screen. The problem is she's supposed to be playing a daughter of a gangster family in Northern Ireland. And their main fight is against a collection of murderous priests and nuns who were led by Alec Baldwin. The film is one of those things like a Guy Ritchie film or even a Quentin Tarantino film where they want to get laughs out of truly brutal and disgusting scenes. It's very much rated R, and it is not for everybody. 2 stars for the excessive, very dark, and not very funny Pixie. There's no question that Olivia Cooke deserves better. And we deserve the best. Right here, next time, I'll speak to you Monday, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.